This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute.
January often gets people thinking about what they've accomplished over the past 12 months. This year, it got the editors of the medical journal The Lancet to ponder how far healthcare has come over the past century and where it continues to fall short. 100 years ago, Squire Sprigg, then editor of The Lancet, penned a piece entitled The Promise of 1911. The current editors thought they'd review this clinical scorecard to see how far we've come. Sadly, a lot of the problems Sprigg outlined still plague us today. The old editorial frets about the demon of tuberculosis and diarrheal diseases in Africa, conditions we've yet to exorcise. It also argues for legislation against charlatans and quacks, an issue that apparently arose long before the advent of infomercials. The need to improve medical education, the role of the press in reporting science news, and the danger of medical tourism, they were all discussed in this century-old article that today's editors could have run as is, after modernizing the font. Instead, they simply conclude that between 1911 and 2011, there's much for medicine to be proud of, and also to be humble about.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.